One of the people at the governor's mansion today when this report on homeless youth was released is Jim Theophilus. He's the executive director of Away Home Washington. That's a nonprofit organization dedicated to ending and preventing youth homelessness in our state.
Hi there. Thank you.
How do you feel about what the governor did today?
Well, I think it was remarkable. I think that Washington State is positioned to be a national model in really tackling the issue of youth and young adult homelessness. You know, we have about 13,000 young people across our state who find themselves what we call unaccompanied, literally taking life on by themselves without the support of family. So what the governor did today and the release of the report from the Office of Homeless Youth Programs really gives us a roadmap forward and gives us the support we need from the public systems to really, as I say, prevent and end youth homelessness.
Jim, could you explain exactly what's going to happen because of what the governor did today?
One of the key things is that he has signed a proclamation to have a cross-department work group. So for the first time, we're going to get all of the agencies of state government focused on preventing and ending youth homelessness. Most specifically, one of the issues we've got and have had in Washington and across the country is that public systems, whether that's foster care or juvenile justice, have been discharging young people with no home, with no safe plan, discharging them at times directly to the streets. And so what the governor did today is said that's not acceptable, and Washington State will be a leader in having all of our public systems work together to make sure that when a youngster is discharged, they're discharged into safe housing and a path forward.
Jim, did I hear you say there are 13,000 homeless kids in this state?
Well, that's unaccompanied homeless youngsters from the age of 13 to 24. We actually have, if you count the kids who are still living with their families, it's close to 35,000. So the 13,000 is literally those youngsters, 12, 13 years old, up through 24, who are on their own.
This is clearly not a road to success for these young people being in this situation.
Well, absolutely. And one of the other things that I hope people understand is in this Office of Homeless Youth report that just came out, they cited some research that we did at Away Home Washington, and literally every county in the state has homeless youth in it.
You know,
this is not just a Seattle problem. This is not just a Spokane or Pierce County problem. This is an issue across the state. And one of the things I've been committed to and Away Home Washington is committed to is making sure that youngsters, whatever community they live in, they don't have to run away to Seattle just to get a safe bed. We want to have that safe bed in every community across this state.
You know, I've spent some time working with homeless youth at the University of Washington area, and I found two things. Number one, they blend in. You really couldn't tell they were homeless if you were just walking down the street. And number two, a lot of them are dealing with abuse problems from their parents. Is that correct, both of those things?
Absolutely. We know that family conflict is the number one driver for youth homelessness. And that we know that gay, lesbian young people and young people of color are overrepresented in the homeless youth population.
And because they may just be walking down the street with a backpack on or whatever, you may not know they're homeless, which is why people may not realize how serious the problem is.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, there's no pride in showing that I'm homeless. And in fact, to your example, when you're walking past that young person, it could have very well been the same kid you had in carpool 3, 4, 5 years earlier going to the soccer practice. And now this is where they're at. So, well, yeah, these are definitely our kids. There's no question about that.
Well, it's a serious problem. We need to deal with it. It's good that the governor recognizes this and hopefully others in the state. Jim Theophilus is executive director of Away Home Washington. Jim, I want to thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.